All right, Bill Barty, I've watched a lot of Westerns in my life, and, you know, they'd always get the posse together and go after the bad guys, right?
They would.
And it was like, what, take no prisoners, just go get them and bring them back dead or alive?
That's right. And what happens if you fell off your horse as a member of the posse?
You got run over by the rest of the horses.
You had to take off running, too. I think that. Listen, Don, and we have a little bit of all of those sorts of things going. Welcome, everyone, back to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager there, Bill Barty here. Last week, I think we were talking about places to go locally, and we got stuck on talking about some state parks in our area, and Kings Mountain State Park popped up there. It was mentioned, and there's an event that's going to be taking place there with folks from across the country. However, this time, people aren't just showing up with themselves. They're going to bring a partner along for a little bit of riding. What kind of partner, you might ask? They're horses. We've got the endurance ride that are going to be taking place at Kings Mountain State Park, and we're going to talk to the man who's helping put it on. Mr. Vance Stein is going to join the Carolina Outdoors and let us know a little bit about the American Endurance Rides Take No Prisoners. Vance, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Yeah, Bill, glad to be here. We got a lot of people coming to the state park. We got people from seven states and even one from Canada that's coming down.
How large of a participation are you expecting?
We've got about 110 registered right now, and it's probably going to be pretty close to that. We may add a few and take a few back, back and forth, but it'll be 110 riders from all over, mostly in the southeast, but Maryland, Virginia. But anyway, having one from Canada is kind of a neat thing.
Well, what that means is we can not just call it an American endurance ride, we can call it an international endurance ride event taking place at Kings Mountain State Park down in South Carolina. And Vance, will you give us kind of a background on what an endurance ride is? What makes up an endurance ride?
Well, an endurance ride is distances. It could be 25, 50, 75, or 100-mile rides. The original endurance ride was a 100-mile ride in California from Truckee to Auburn, California, almost like a bar bet between two guys betting their horses couldn't go 100 miles, and that's where it all started. But anyway, it is... The motto of the sport is to finish is to win. So even though it's a timed event, it is, most people want to finish with a good, healthy horse. So that's the goal, is to take care of the horse and have a good time. But we are having a 25 and a 50-mile ride next weekend.
Well, I imagine with that going on, logistics are super important, whether you be talking about food, whether you talk about water, not just for the horses, but for the riders as well. Tell us about the logistics and what it takes to put on one of these rides and how a course, if you will, needs to be laid out so that the riders can have success, but also so those horses can have success.
Well, we lay out a course which comes back to camp. Like this year, we are having a three-loop 50 mile ride, which would be 18 miles, 20, and then 12. So after the first loop, they'll be back in camp. The veterinarians check the horses out, make sure they are fit to continue the ride, and then they go out on another loop and come back, and they have to be checked out. It's the welfare of the horse is real important in the sport. Even at the end of the ride, if they finish the 50 miles, their horse has to be fit to continue. So it's not just about crossing the finish line. It's crossing the finish line with a healthy horse. So
you got the veterinarians and all of that out there. Now, I've been out on some hikes out there at Kings Mountain State Park. Plenty of beautiful hiking trails, and, of course, it goes into the National Military Park there. You can learn a little bit about battleground history and the what Kings Mountain means to this area and to the history of this country. Are the horses on those hiking trails, or do they have equestrian-specific trails for these rides?
They have the equestrian trails can be used by the hikers, but there's a separate hiking trail that does not allow horses or bikes or anything. There's no bikes are allowed in Kings Mountain State Park or National Park at this time. But the equestrian trail does go through the national park, about 3 or 4 miles, goes through the Kings Mountain National Military Park. But most of it is on the state park side.
Well, Niall, in any distance event, whether it's a marathon for a human or endurance racing for a horse, it's all about the pace. How do you determine the pace you're going to run to these horses? They certainly don't gallop full out for 25 miles. What do you do? You canter a while, trot a while, move back and forth. What's the plan? The strategic use of the horse.
Right. It's up to the horse. You have to get the horse in shape. Some of the world class horses, and again, it is an international sport, but the world class horses can do mostly cantering. Whether it's a 50 mile or even 100 miles, it's amazing what some of these horses can do. But you have to get them in shape. Most people are going to mix it up. They're going to walk some, trot some, and canter some. And there's a group that wants to, finish in the top 10. They have a special award for top 10. There's a mid-pack award, and there also is a turtle award for coming in last place. So, you just kind of have different people have different goals, and their horses are in different shape to do but basically you have to, it's about the horse does most of the work. So it's all about getting them in shape.
The interesting thing is horses tend to like to run, and they're obviously built for it and good at it. But a lot of people think something like this is actually cruel and mean to a horse. But, I always tell people like that, you don't know how much these people have invested in these horses, and the last thing they're going to do is injure that horse if they can help it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it gets expensive if you have a hurt horse and has to be treated by the vet, and that's an expensive thing that can happen. But most people in endurance, really take care of their horses, and even the vets say, let us know if something's going on a little bit different, because you know your horse a lot better than we do. So they keep a good eye on the horses. This year we have a group of young people from locally in the Clover area that are going to try the 25-mile ride out for the first time. We're real glad to have the young people involved in the sport and locally. So that's going to be kind of a neat thing this year too, to have some new people to the sport.
Well, and I wanted to bring that up, of course, talking about the expenses of this, and then you have young people. Vance Stein is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors, and he's talking to us about the endurance ride that's going to be taking place down at Kings Mountain State Park this weekend. You've got one of the most expensive stable boys around, too, Dan Killian. I know he is one of your abled assistants there. But let me ask you about this, Vance. There's something called the Ride and Tie, and I think it's going to be taking place down there during the endurance event. But it's not just the horses walking or running. It has to do with people walking or running. Will you give us a lowdown of that?
Yes, we have. That event is going on at the same time. And believe it or not, they go about the same speed as a lot of the horses do. But you have two riders or runners, a lot of the case, and one horse. So the first person takes off on the horse, goes for a mile or two, ties the horse to the tree, and then the next person comes down the trail, and they take off running. The next one gets there, hops on the horse, passes him, ties it to a tree. It's kind of like a leapfrog that they go down the trail, but there's a 25 and a 50. I think even a 16 mile is going to go on too, so there'll be three distances. But in a 50 mile ride and tie, there's two runners who are going to be on the ground the whole time. So each runner, if they split it down the middle, would be 25 miles apiece. So that's that's pretty tough. That's right at a marathon.
Wow. Don, how about that one?
Last time I left a horse somewhere tied up was in Argentina, and it took us 2 hours to find him when we got back because a mountain lion had chased him off.
There you go. All right.
And I wondered why that gaucho didn't tie him up very good when we got off of him, and now I know.
That's right. Well, the horse kind of gets to rest when he's standing, you know, tied up to a tree. They don't mind the rest. And actually, when the person gets on the horse and you know, rides, they're kind of resting a little bit in that case too. So, but you're when they're on the ground running, they're moving out. But that's an interesting sport, though. We're glad to host that one also this year.
Well, tell us what makes a good endurance horse.
Well, most endurance horses are Arabian breed, or they could be half Arab, but they seem to be best at that sport. But it's open to any breed that wants to. It's harder on the heavier, like draft horse, you know, sizes. You know, the smaller and more compact Arabians, and I guess, you know, coming from the desert, they can go without water, you know, longer, and they just have the stamina for this sport. So most people end up riding Arabians or half Arabians, but it's open to any breed. So,
Vance Stein on the Carolina Outdoors talking to us about the American Endurance Ride and the Ride and Tie that are going to be taking place at Kings Mountain State Park. Vance, would you give us the particulars? When exactly is this endurance ride, the times, the dates, and can we come down to the state park for a hike and maybe watch some of the horses do their thing?
Yes, we'd love to have you. It's going to be March the 1st, Saturday, March the 1st, and the 50-mile will start at 7 o'clock a.m., and the 25 will start at 8. It'll be in the Kings Mountain State Park Equestrian Parking Area, and we're, you know, love to have you, you know, anybody could come down and watch. Most things happen in the vet area, you know, when, you know, people, they bring their horses back in for, you know, to be checked out, and they have to rest about 40 or 50 minutes before they take off again, and during that rest period the horses are eating and drinking, and the people are eating and drinking, taking care of themselves. So we'd love to have you out there.
Does anybody run a mule in one of these events?
They do. We have I'm not sure if there'll be any mules this time, but there are mules. Actually, this past summer we went to California to the Tevis Cup, which is the original endurance ride, and rode with a guy from California that finished on his mule, several mules. We were riding together, tough mules, and mules can do it too.
Take no prisoners. The endurance ride, March 1st. It's a Saturday. Get down there early to Kings Mountain State Park, 7 a.m. for the 50-miler, 8 a.m. for the 25-miler. If you're interested in horses, maybe you have kids who want to go out there and be able to pet a horse, get over to the equestrian area of the state park, and you'll be able to see it all up close and personal. We have links at the Carolina Outdoors, too. You can kick on over there for the Ride and Tie in the AERC. Vance Stein, thanks for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. This is Bill Barty at Jesse Brown's, here to tell you how your summer vacation videos could earn you cash. We're hosting our first ever Jesse Brown's Adventure Video Contest. Send us video from your family vacation, your summer beach trip, fishing with friends, or hitting the slopes, anywhere you're getting outdoors. Find out more at jessebrowns.com, or better yet, see us in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center at South Park.